In Great Britain, there is a growing concern over spotted dick. The pudding treat, rich with custard and raisins, is causing some embarrassment to supermarket shoppers who have to ask for it by name. So now Tesco, the largest supermarket chain in Britain, may change the name of Spotted Dick to Spotted Richard. Much, much better. Same sticky, spongy pudding, of course, answering to a name that can be intoned with somewhat less embarrassment. But some keepers of British tradition are upset about changing a perfectly good British name because of some market research, that American so-called science. Peter Henderson is chairman of the Pudding Club, and he's on the line from his office in Cotswold, England. Mr. Henderson, thanks very much for being with us.
Hi, good afternoon.
And first, as you know, the dessert is not as well known over here. What is Spotted Dick, classically?
Well, what is Spotted Dick? It's a pudding made with eggs and flour and milk, and then it's cooked with raisins that have been steeped in brandy.
And how did it get its name, sir?
Well, no one really knows. I've been asked that so often while I've been chairman of the Pudding Club. But it comes probably from the word dough, which mm-hmm. is the pudding dough or the mix, like you'd make a cake. And then that's derived into lots of different things like duff. There's a pudding called plum duff that probably comes from dough. And then Spotted Dick itself is also known as Spotted Dog. Both of those names probably come from dough as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably where the name comes from. But really no one knows. Until I get a time machine, I'm not going to find out.
Mm. Mr. Henderson, on the other hand, you're head of the Pudding Club. If mm-hmm. if a name change makes it possible for Britons to consume more, in fact, if it makes it possible for them to market it in the United States and Canada, you know, both countries have a notable sweet tooth. What's wrong with changing the name?
Well, I think there's some things that are traditional, aren't they? And speaking as chairman of the Pudding Club, the organization was set up in 1985 with the objective of preserving the heritage of the great British pudding. I sort of quote there from our charter, if that's the right word, mm-hmm. preserving the heritage of the great British pudding. And part of that are the weird and wonderful names that there are. You know, there's a county of Sussex in the south of England, and there's a pudding called Sussex Pond Pudding. You know, what an evocative name that is.
Yeah,
and the name goes with the pudding. That's a pudding made with whole lemons, as it happens. But, you know, changing it would be part of changing the pudding, as well as changing our heritage. And it certainly goes for Spotted Dick. It would be ludicrous to do that.
Yeah.
I think Tesco's are just being silly. I've written a very irate letter to their chairman, pointing out how ridiculous they're being. And I'm waiting for a reply now.
Mm-hmm. Anything beyond letters, boycotts, threats?
Well, I've certainly banned my wife from shopping at Tesco's and said that. Another member of the Pudding Club has said that as well. But they are the biggest chain in the UK, so they're probably not worried about us little chaps by comparison.
Mm. So there could be a circumstance whereby Sainsbury is selling Spotted Dick, but Tesco is selling Spotted Richard.
Exactly. And I know where I'll be shopping.
When you're a member of the Pudding Club, what do you have to look forward to?
Well, it's a complicated thing, the Pudding Club, really. We managed to make a very simple issue very complicated. But basically, the Pudding Club is a meeting that takes place a couple of times a month. The Pudding Club is held here at Three Ways House, which is a hotel in the Cotswolds, which is an area of outstanding natural beauty. It's delineated yes. that by the government. And so they come along to these meetings and have a modest main course, and then we have seven traditional steamed and baked puddings. The Sussex Pond pudding I was telling you about,
mm-hmm.
perhaps Spotted Dick, maybe jam roly-poly, a bread and butter pudding, an oriental ginger pudding, lots of different puddings like that. And the idea is to eat seven puddings with lots of rules and regulations and pomp and circumstance. The puddings are all paraded and cheered into the room as the assembled throng then start to eat the puddings one by one. End of the night, they vote for a pudding of the night. So it's a real fun event and very traditional as well.
Mm. And how many members of the Pudding Club would you estimate? And how
We've got about 500 members.
Oh, and how many commonly will come to the dinner?
Well, at each dinner, there's about 70 people.
Yeah.
But if you were a real keen member of the Pudding Club and live quite locally, you'd probably only come half a dozen times to a full-blown meeting
mm-hmm.
because it's a real indulgence.
Mr. Henderson, let me, from a cynical American perspective, suggest something to you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've had a bite or two of Spotted Dick over the years. I think it remains on British menus because of the name, not despite it.
I couldn't agree with you more. And I would say that Spotty Dick's in one of my least favourites. But the thing about the Pudding Club and the people who come and eat the puddings here, it's all down to personal choice. And what you might like is not necessarily the same as the other people at the table may like. Spotted Dick is not my favourite pudding, but that doesn't mean I shouldn't defend it, because I defend it because it is what the Pudding Club's about. It's about preserving the heritage.
Mr. Henderson, thanks very much for speaking with us, sir.
My pleasure. I've enjoyed talking to you.
Peter Henderson is chairman of the Pudding Club in Cotswold, England. He is leading the protest against Tesco, a British supermarket chain that wants to rename the dessert pudding known as Spotted Dick. They want to call it Spotted Richard. By the way, you can visit the Pudding Club online at puddingclub, one word, .com.